Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing on moderation. Moderation in optional worship. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, burden yourselves with only that amount of actions which you can maintain constantly. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala does not get tired of granting reward until you become tired of maintaining the regularity of your actions. A note here, Allah Ta'ala's rewards are unlimited, whereas man's resources are limited. Moderation in all circumstances. One should adopt moderation in all matters and under all situations. Engaging in any extreme is detrimental. Even when intending to engage in optional devotion, one should make gradual changes, maintaining constancy all the time. This is the secret to great progress. Nothing is achieved instantly. Avoiding impulsiveness. A Muslim should never be rash and impulsive. You should always give deep thought and deliberate before deciding on important issues. Haste makes waste. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala loves non-rashness. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the leader of the Abul Qais tribe said to the leader of the Abul Qais tribe, there are two traits in you that are beloved to Allah Ta'ala, tolerance and deliberation. Haste is from shaitan. Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, deliberation and non-impulsiveness is from Allah Ta'ala, whilst haste and rashness is from shaitan. A note from Allama Qara'iti rahimahullah has narrated a saying of a wise people that anything done in haste is usually defective and deficient. Haste in matters pertaining to hereafter. Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there should be deliberation in all matters except in those things which pertain to the hereafter. Note, one should not hesitate and deliberate when it pertains to righteous actions and noble deeds. These actions could not have any adverse or unpleasant effects, unlike being hasty in other matters where the effect could be detrimental. Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah writes that righteous actions refer to charity, fasting, zikr, etc. If one delays, then shaitan gets the opportunity to deter a person from such actions, and this would be detrimental to him. Shaitan desires that we procrastinate in good actions, as in most cases it leads us to abandonment of them, except in those cases of those people whom Allah Ta'ala blesses with firmness and determination. In fact, Allah Ta'ala urges us to haste and run towards good actions when Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Majid, fastaqimul khayrat, and hasten towards righteous actions. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the true understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.